Well, yes, by asking how they discerned aliens versus what you would have thought they would have come up with would be some sort of religious manifestation of some sort. Yes.
Right. Well, they did consider that aliens are involved in the religious life of humanity, but they were very, very specific about these particular aliens that they describe in the Gnostic text, in the Gnostic text of Nag Hammadi. They call them archons. I don't know if you've
Across
that word.
I have, archons. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, archons. A-R-C-H-O-N-S.
Got it.
Yeah.
There was a video game that was called Archon.
I'm not surprised.
But I played archons. All right.
So their view of the archons was very elaborate. Believe me, they had, first of all, as I said earlier, a cosmology. They had a whole description of how the Earth evolved, how the solar system evolved. And one of the things that they said in their cosmology was that before the Earth was actually formed, before the planet, as we know now, was actually formed into an environment where we could live,
yes,
that the solar system was formed around the Earth rather like a crust. They distinguished, this is really remarkable, they distinguished between the inorganic nature of the solar system and the organic nature of our planet, the Earth. Now, of course, this corresponds to what science knows today. As a matter of fact, it's the basis of what's sometimes called the Gaia hypothesis.
Yes.
When James Lovelock developed the Gaia hypothesis, he was struck initially, back around 1975, by the fact that Mars doesn't have a biologically alive atmosphere, but the Earth does. Why is it that the Earth is the only planet in our solar system that seems to have a biologically alive atmosphere? The explanation that the Gnostics gave to that was that the Earth is not exactly a really a part of the solar system. It's more or less kind of captured in the solar system. It's a remarkable idea. And that the chemistry of the solar system is largely inorganic, while the chemistry of our world and the biosphere is organic. And so they claim that these archons were formed in the early stage of the inorganic development of the solar system. They are inorganic beings. And they actually belong to the solar system, and they inhabit the solar system, but not the Earth.
Well, should we regard them really then as extraterrestrials or as something that came along with creation itself?
Well, the Gnostics were very specific in their cosmology. They said that they came along with the evolution of the solar system.
Yes.
But not with the particular evolution of the Earth. One of the things about these pagan seers and their vision of creation was that they saw the Earth in a very special light, and they connected it with actually a goddess. And they believed, or I believe they actually knew on the basis of their investigations, that these archons are kind of like our cosmic cousins. Yeah, you could say that. But they are extraterrestrials in the sense that they cannot live and do not live on the planet with us.
But their matter or their energy that was created along with the original creative energy itself. Yes?
Their matter was created along with the matter of the solar system. But this is very specific cosmology. It's very precise the way that it's described in the Gnostic creation myth.
It did seem somewhat Earth-centered, right? In other words, we're very special with respect to everything else we can see.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that the Gnostics took that view. They recognized that we are special in the sense that our biosphere is a very precious vessel that sustains life that cannot be found elsewhere in this solar system.
Well, that we know.
That doesn't mean that Earth-like planets don't exist elsewhere in the universe because they said they do.
But they didn't necessarily think that these archons actually came from another physical planet necessarily, right? I'll tell you what, hold on to that thought. We're at the bottom of the hour. The way I got it, they were kind of part of creation itself, beings that coexist with us, but got here at the moment of creation virtually. Unlike us, we came later.